Now, South Africa has a robust and quite an active publishing sector, but are we a reading nation? And do we actually invest in books? The majority of South Africans, one could consider, don't have any books at home, or have no books at home at all. And even fewer schools have libraries. And AfroStory was founded by Dr. John Ashmore, who also served with Doctors Without Borders, with the goal of putting 1 billion books in African households, and with a focus of books penned by African writers. They now have launched an app which will give you access to books at little cost. But to tell us more, we're joined by Dr. John Ashmore. John, thanks so much for coming on air with us. South Africa, as I said, we're great at writing books. We have new books by South African writers and journalists coming out on a regular basis. But are the majority of South Africans actually reading?
Hi there. Thanks for having me. I think the answer is no. I mean, if, like you say, the majority of people don't have books in their houses. Now we're in a situation where a lot of people are spending time at home, especially with the unemployment rate and so on. And so this is always a desperate need, and it was always a need to also access relevant literature, you know, not just anything Shakespeare, whatever, but African literature. And so we're looking at making literature more available, and books more available, and reading more available, because we really believe that the thing holding people back is convenient access.
I've been a very slow adapter to particularly the ebook or the Kindle. It's taken me quite some time, but I've now read a lot of news on my phone. Why? Because there are certain news websites, like for example The Continent, which is produced by the Mail and Guardian, which produces a full newspaper formatted to be downloaded off WhatsApp, read like a PDF, and very little pinch and grab, you know, to try and see those letterings. That has made reading for me on a device so much easier. And I'm thinking now that if books and other literature is made in similar to that format, I think it could be far more accessible, and particularly seeing the high penetration of particularly even low-end smartphones, not only in South Africa, but in the broader African market.
Yeah, exactly. We started this company, AfroStory. It's very much focused on ethics, like all the work, you know, everyone who's been involved has done before, really. Very focused on ethics. We're working with a published author as well. And talented team of people. But ultimately, we've designed this app so that it can be used on just about any device, and really focusing on the Android market. Because there's a lot more phones than there are actually households with books, smartphones and basic smartphones. But actually, this thing is only 13 megabytes in size to download, and then you download the rest of the book for about 7 megabytes. So you only need 20 megabytes on your phone. You only need internet once off. You can buy it with airtime, and it, you know, allows you to download in one click 50 books. We're going to add 5 every month, but, you know, for the price of 42 rand 50, so it's less than a rand a book. And it's this very specially chosen library to put a library in every African household, and also, you know, very much promote black empowerment. And also, everyone should read this, because it's not just for Africans, as the name AfroStory suggests, but like myself and a lot of people could benefit, have benefited from reading the stories of black people, and actually getting more of an understanding, more empathy, you know, in a country that still has a lot of racism.
John, are you looking at or previously published authors, looking at collaborating with existing publishing houses? That may be a bit difficult, because they obviously have their own costs and other overheads, you know, tied into the cost of producing a book. But is there also a call for, you know, unpublished authors, people who would usually self-publish, to say, come to us. We are keen on hearing your voice. We are keen on putting your voice out there. We believe that you have a story to tell, and particularly on this platform.
Yeah, no, that's exactly where we're headed. And we're starting by disrupting the market, actually, by making books really available for very little money. And, you know, they're classic is the reason. But they also have their own production costs, of course. We're, in a way, a publisher like anyone else. But, you know, most of the money is, in fact, going, and all of the money in, to begin with is, in fact, going to marketing, in order to reach as many people as quickly as possible.
Dr. John Ashmore is the founder and director of Afro Story. Find him online at afrostory.org, all one word. Their plan is to improve African literacy through an app-based product to increase the availability and penetration and the accessibility of classic African literature.